Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. We're going to jump right into Easter with a little, might as well jump. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. It is the Easter edition. What's cooking, baby?
You're making me choke. Yeah. My favorite Easter song, David Lee Roth. Thank you very much. It is the Grilling Guys. Don't forget to check out our website. It's thegrillinguys.com. And check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. So don't forget our website has the ability for you to download podcasts. And it's kind of cool to put us on your phone and take us with you in case you miss our wonderful voices and you long for us.
Both of
you. So you can. There's three now.
Right, yeah.
Now, it's a very popular show to podcast, and more people around the world. If you look at the Google stats, Jop, the analytics, it's people podcast the show from like, thinking like 30-some countries
right.
now.
Thank you.
So,
thank you all.
Yeah, Azerbaijan is now on there. So all thank right. you, Azer.
Yeah. Well, so, let's go to New Jersey, right? Because
yeah.
we're actually on live out there, right?
Yes, that's right.
So, anyway, we got a buddy, right?
That's right. Our Goomba, Big Paulie, Paul Rotella, president of New Jersey Broadcast Association, and now just a stand-up guy.
Hey, Bobby, it's so great to be with you and to all my friends, especially those listening on WOND 1400 in Atlantic City. One of our greatest New Jersey radio stations. How are you today? Happy Easter, everybody.
I'm good. Thank you. And Jop is thrilled to death that you're going to be on the show because he wants a story.
Uh-huh.
So it's Easter.
Well, it's Easter. You know my favorite thing to make during Easter is, don't you?
I'm thinking I'm going to hear about some Hass and Pfeffer.
Rabbit. You got to eat a rabbit, let me tell you. Especially with the grill, man. You put a little bit of that orange and apricot sauce, that saucy Susie glaze on, and you cook that rabbit and you broil it nice in the roaster there. Let me tell you something. It's delicious. I got to tell you a funny story, though.
But, when you know, Jop's never grilled a rabbit because
you
every
never
rabbit.
Grilled a rabbit at Easter time? You gotta cook
every rabbit butt. He's ever had has died.
Yeah.
No, you wait till the rabbit lays all the eggs, then you go get the rabbit, you eat it, you have eggs, you have rabbit. It's great. It's a whole meal.
Rabbit eggs.
And no, that's how we do it in Italy. I got to say. You eat the Easter Bunny when he comes by you. You catch it in a trap and you put him on a grill.
All right. So what's the story?
Okay, this is a true story. My great-grandmother, right, God rest her soul. When I was a kid, I had pet rabbits. My father built a hutch, an amazing hutch. It was like Fort Knox, right? And the rabbits were in the hutch. And then my rabbits, you know, my grandmother would always yell at my father in Italian. They'd say, what are you, stupid? This is food. This isn't a pet. These are foods. Because, you know, in Italy, rabbits were what you ate, you know? And so my great-grandmother would eye these rabbits and couldn't understand what the heck we were doing. We'd keep them as pets, right? I was a little kid. One day, I go and to feed the rabbits in the hutch, and they're gone. I'm like, where the heck are the rabbits, right? There's no way they could have got out of the hutch. Like I said, this thing was built like a fortress. My father said the rabbits must have escaped. I said, but how could they get out, Dad? You know, these rabbits, how could they get out? I was so sad. The next day, my great-grandmother made rabbit stew.
Right.
She found them.
My rabbits.
Yeah.
So ever since then, I never looked at the Easter Bunny the same way. But, you know, you grow up quick, and that's when we lived in Paterson, New Jersey. God rest my great-grandmother's soul, though. She knew how to make a nice rabbit, I'll tell you that much.
Did she pass that down to you?
Well, you know what? No, because we never ate rabbit unless she made it. And when she passed away, everything went with it. We never ate rabbit again until I started grilling them on the grill. We would catch them, and, you know, we have something called the Beast Feast where I live. And everybody would bring whatever they caught, all the game and stuff, and we'd have pheasants and rabbits and whatever we caught, you know, deer, venison, and we'd make it. So when we had these rabbits, I never realized there were so many different ways to make it. You know, I've seen people saute it kind of like a cocoa van, like you see with pheasants, but use rabbit instead with onions and sherry and, you know, beautiful spices, marjoram and stuff like that. But that's on the sauteer. I like it. I really do love it grilled. You put it on that charcoal broiler you guys got, and you put, like I said, the Saucy Susie orange marmalade on that and let it get crisp. I mean, it's delicious. And people don't realize it's really a big delicacy. And there are some restaurants, like in New York and Philadelphia, I've seen, that actually are starting to put rabbit back on the menu.
So that's a darker meat with a lot of fat and connective tissue. What you want to bring that up to a little more of a well-done temperature, don't you?
Well, yeah, but that's why you put, I think that's why you crisp it with that saucy Susie on it. You make it almost like, you know, almost like I was talking about the chicken wings last time, where you finish them on the grill. I think what you do with the saucy Susie, it almost caramelizes it. I think that helps cook it and tenderizes it a little better for you.
So, Paulie, I have cooked rabbit on the grill, and I had an issue with the physical presence of it on there because I cooked it whole.
Well, you got to kill the rabbit first.
Well, I get that. Yeah, the fur makes a little stink, right?
It's very difficult. Unless you can shut the top quick, then, you know, it takes a little longer. But
yeah, they're banging their head on the top. Okay, we're gonna have some callers and people writing in if I keep on this story.
No, we're only kidding, guys.
Right, we're kidding.
Yeah, we already got in trouble for cats.
Right.
Oh, gee.
But my point is this, is that are you quartering the rabbit up or are you putting it on there whole?
Quarter or have it.
Exactly.
Quarter
because it kind of looks wrong when it's whole on the grill, and I'll just leave it at that. If you can picture that in your mind, it's about the size of a doll.
Well, when you leave the sad face on it, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so you guys are brutal. You know, you made me feel bad. Now, you know, I have no mercy for you guys. I have none. But you know what's nice, too? If you cut it up in quarters and you take it and braise it. Have you ever had braised rabbit?
Yes, I believe I have.
Right. My cousin makes it all the time. He's got a birthday party. He's another Italian guy, so
yeah.
we'll be eating rabbit here in a couple weeks in his backyard. So
you know, it's amazing how the Italians have made so many of these things that people, you know, remember we were poor, so you had galamad. That was the bait. You had the rabbit. You catch them, and you know, go outside with a little 22. You catch a rabbit. You know, pasta, spaghetti, pizza. These were all peasant dishes. And now I love when I go in a restaurant and see them for $85, $65. You know, braised rabbit, $65 in Vegas.
Where do you think ribs came from?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Where do you think
brisket came
from?
That's right. That's
so you caught your rabbits with galama?
No, I never did that. But that's a thought.
He said it was a 22.
It was a 22. It was easy, you know? I mean, that or a BB gun, you know? When I was a kid, you could shoot them with a little pellet gun, a 177s.
Yeah,
right. I mean, you know, and I hate to say it, they're all now. The
four pumps and a dump.
My wife names them all. I can't shoot them anymore. We got these hares outside of my house. I can't shoot them because she names them. She feeds them. What am I going to do?
Well, that's kind of, look, that goes like three generations back, right? You just said the granny was naming them, and you guys couldn't eat them, so I get it. I get it.
I've got a family of Baird owls that take care of any rabbits around my house, so I don't get much of a chance. We had pet rabbits for a while, and they were pretty big, let me tell you. They were like,
you know, it's funny. Where I live, I have a family of fox, red fox, that live right, literally, I can see them, not even 100 feet away. They live under a shed. So we've got fox, we've got bear, porcupine, I got bald eagles, I got rabbit, deer, bear, wild turkey. It's like a farm where I live, a zoo. And for some reason, and this is what God's beauty is, they don't kill each other. Maybe because my wife feeds them so well. I got to tell you, maybe I should claim as a dependent because these animals eat better than me sometimes.
No, they just don't kill each other in your lawn. They're killing each other, dude. Trust me. You're sleeping by 7, so you don't even know what the hellfire that's going on in those woods.
Nice. I enjoy when I come home seeing them all. They come out and say hello. It's all nice.
Yeah, they're playing Ring Around the Rosie in the lawn.
Yeah, the thing is, they breed like rabbits, so they're everywhere, right?
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
So, listen, what are you guys doing? What are you making for Easter?
We talked a little bit about that, and we're gonna double smoke a ham. You know, you buy one at the store that's already been smoked, and then bring it back up to temperature on the smoker, and we put a little glaze together, and gonna just warm that up to about 225 on the smoker, and then serve that. We probably put a little cross hatch on the top of it, and it's just gonna be a good day.
I just went yesterday to my favorite butcher, Sobey Meats in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and picked up a beautiful homemade smoked ham from him. It's a regular, they call him. And that baby's going on the Cajun grill. But, dude, we're out of time. God bless you and your family. Happy Easter to the Rotellas and all of New Jersey and, of course, across America. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Happy Easter, everybody. Enjoy that rabbit and enjoy that ham.
All right. Okay, thank you, buddy. Big Paulie, man, never fails to put a grin on my face. He's a great dude and just a gentleman and really always has just a positive attitude about anything we want to talk about. Coming up next, maybe a little man law and a little traditional Holy Land food. Stick with us. We'll be back.